Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechas Erev and Daf Ayin. It is going to be an abbreviated shiur with a pop quiz at the end. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Abaya asked Rabba, Chamisha Shushurim b'chatzor achas. If 5 residents are living in a chatzor, v'shachach echom nimla erev, and one of them forgot and did not join in the erev with the others, kashum mevat v'shuso, when he relinquishes his rights to allow the others to carry, sarach levat kol echom v'echad or lo. Does he need to relinquish to each one explicitly or not? Perhaps it's sufficient to be mevatel reshus to just one of them. So Rabbah said, "Tzarich levatel kol echad ve'echad." He must be mevatel reshus to each one explicitly. So Abai challenged Rabbah from the first case in a brayso, which teaches 7 halachas regarding betel reshus. Echad shelo irav noisim reshus lo echad she'irav. One resident who did not join in the irav may relinquish his rights to one who did join. So Abai said this implies that there was a third person in the chatzar. Otherwise, who did the second person join in his Erev? And we see that the first person only had to be Mevatel Reshus to one of the residents. Rabbi answered and said, Dahavu Amis, he made his Erev with someone who was there who died. Therefore, it was sufficient for the person to relinquish his rights to the resident that remained. Point number 2, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, Yorish Mahushi Yevatel Reshus, may an heir relinquish rights to property he received on Shabbos from his deceased father? Do we say that since if he had wanted to join the Erev on the Erev Shabbos, he could not because the house and his share of the Chatzar was not his? He can also not relinquish his rights, or perhaps, Kari de Abuhu, he is the leg of his father, meaning extension of his father. Rav Nachman answered, Ani Omer Mevato, I say, an heir may relinquish his rights in the house he inherits, Vahani de Bei Shmuel Tanu in Mevato. But the Talmidim Shmuel's yeshiva taught he may not relinquish his rights. And point number 3, the Gemara challenges Rav Nachman, who says, the heir may be Mevato Zeshus from a brayso that states, Kol Shemutel Mixa Shabbos Hutel Kol Shabbos, any chatzar that was permitted for the first part of Shabbos remains permitted for the entire Shabbos. V'kol she'naso mixes Shabbos, naso chol Shabbos. And any chaser that was restricted for the first part of Shabbos remains restricted for the entire Shabbos. Chutz m'mavato reshus, except for the instance in which someone relinquishes his rights. So this implies yu'in yorish lo, that he can be mavato reshus, but his heir, his yorish, cannot. The Gemara answers that the Braiser should state, chutz m'toriz bitl reshus. The chutz remains restricted except for the institution of bitl reshus. Rashi explains that an heir is included in the institution of Bittel since he's considered an extension of his father. The Gemara will bring further challenges to Rav Nachman's position. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Abai asked Rabba, Chamisha Shushurim b'chatzor achas, 5 residents are living in a chatzor, v'shachu echom nimla erev, and one of them forgot and did not join in the erev with the others, k'shu mevat reshuso, when he relinquishes his rights to allow the others to carry, tzarich levat kol echad ve'echad or lo, does he need to relinquish to each one explicitly or not? Perhaps it's sufficient to be mevatel reshus to just one of them. Rabbi said, "Tzarich levatel kol echad ve'echad." He must be mevatel his reshus to each one explicitly. Abai challenged Rabbi from the first case in a brayso, which teaches 7 halachas regarding bittul reshus. Echad shelo irav noisim reshuso le'echad she'irav. One resident who did not join in the erev may relinquish his rights to one who did join. So Abai said this implies that there was a third person in the chatzer. Otherwise, who did the second person join his erev with? And we see that the first person only had to be mevatel reshus to one of the residents. Rabbi answered and said, Dahavi Umis, he made his heir with someone who was there, who died. Therefore, it was sufficient for the person to relinquish his rights to the resident that remained. Point number 2, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, Yorish Mahushi Yevatel Reshus, may an heir relinquish rights to property received on Shabbos from his deceased father? Do we say that if he had wanted to join in the erev on erev Shabbos, he could not, because the house and his share of the chatzar was not his, he can also not relinquish his rights, or perhaps, Kari de Avuhu, he is the leg of his father, meaning an extension of his father. Rav Nachman answered, Ani Omer Mevato, I say an heir may relinquish his rights in the house he inherits. V'hani de Bei Shmuel Tanu Ein Mevato. But the Talmidim and Shmuel's yeshiva taught he may not relinquish his rights. In point of view, the Gemara challenges Rav Nachman, who says the heir may be Mevato as Reshus, from a brayso that states, Kol Shemutu L'Mikso Shabbos Hutu Kol Shabbos, any chatzar that was permitted for the first part of Shabbos remains permitted for the entire Shabbos. The Kol Shenaso L'Mikso Shabbos, Naso L'Kol Shabbos. And any chatzah that was restricted for the first part of Shabbos remains restricted for the entire Shabbos, chutz memavata reshus, except for the instance in which someone relinquishes his rights. So this implies, ihu in yorish lo, that he can be mevata reshus, but his heir cannot. The Gemara answers the brayso should state, chutz metoris bittul reshus. The chatzah remains restricted except for the institution of bittul reshus. Rashi explains that an heir is included in the institution of bittul since he's considered an extension of his father. The Gemara will bring further challenges to Rav Nachman's position. All right, so now we go to our Siman for Daf Ayin, and the Siman is a one-eyed Martian, a one-eyed Martian for Daf Ayin. So here goes. The one-eyed Martian was fascinated watching the Jewish earthling be mevatel's reshus to five neighbors explicitly, as they wish him condolences for the passing of his father, and praise the institution of bittul reshus. Once again in slow motion. The one-eyed Martian, that must mean Ron Duff Ayan. The one-eyed Martian was fascinated watching the Jewish earthling be mevatel's reshus to five neighbors explicitly, which reminds us of Abaye's question to Rabbah whether the one who's mevatel reshus needs to be mevatel to each resident explicitly, or if being mevatel to one resident suffices. So the one-eyed Martian was fascinated watching the Jewish earthling be mevatel's reshus to five neighbors explicitly, as they wish him condolences for the passing of his father, which reminds us of Rabbah's question to Rav Nachman whether a yorish, an heir, who received the property on Shabbos can be mevatel a reshus. So the one-eyed Martian was fascinated watching the Jewish earthling be mevatel's reshus to five neighbors explicitly, as they wish him condolences for the passing of his father, and praise the institution of bittul reshus. Which reminds us that the Gemara said that the Braisa states the rule that a chatzar that is restricted for the first part of Shabbos remains restricted for the entire Shabbos, chutz memevatel reshus, except for the instance in which someone relinquishes his rights, should state chutz mitoris bittul reshus. The chatzar remains restricted except for the institution of bittul reshus, which Rashi explains to mean that an heir is included in the institution of bittul, since he's considered an extension of his father. So once again, the one-eyed Martian was fascinated watching the Jewish earthling be mevatel's reshus to five neighbors explicitly, as they wish him condolences for the passing of his father, and praise the institution of bittul reshus. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which do you have to learn who is considered a Yisrael Mumer? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 2, which do you have to have a question if Shmuel would permit one of the residents to be mevatel's reshus if a Nachri in the Chatzar died on Shabbos? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 3, which do you have to learn the reason why the house of the one who's mevatel's reshus is restricted to the other residents? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 4, which have you learned that a chutz restricted at the first part of Shabbos remains restricted for the entire Shabbos except for the institution of bittul reshus? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 5, which have you learned that a nachri that has a private entrance going out to a field or a karpov does not restrict residents from using the mavui? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 6, which have you have a question whether a yorish, an heir, can be mevatel reshus? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 7, which of the one that the resident who is mevatel's reshus is considered a guest and therefore may carry from the homes of the other residents into the chatzar? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 8, which of the one that Abaye didn't make the Arab in his chatzar because he was learning and he couldn't use the bread in his basket because he couldn't afford to share it? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 9, which of the one that is Rabban Shmuel regarding mevatlin v'chozrin u'mevatlin? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. And number 10, which daf do we have different opinions regarding the ideal time for Limud Torah? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. All right, now for the bonus questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn the appropriateness of changing one's clothing depending on the task, which we learned from Truma's edition? That's on Daf Kuf Yadal in Shabbos. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn Shmuel Shita that life in the times of Mashiach will be the same except for Shibud Malchiyah, subjugation of the nations? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. And which daf do you learn who wrote the various brachas and birchas of Muslim? That's on Daf Mem Ches and brachas. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldberg and Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.